Right now, our man on the scene, John Dickinson, is up in Seattle getting ready for 49ers and Seahawks tonight. It is a huge game. The 49ers win. They're in. They guaranteed themselves a home game to start their playoff journey. So this is a big one, no doubt about it. How you doing, John Dickinson? Hopefully the coffee was fantastic for you today up in Seattle.
Yeah, coffee always great, and coffee even in the press box is especially great compared to other press boxes if you are scoring at home on those sorts of things. But yeah, it's a crystal clear, cool evening up in Seattle, 39 degrees, and the 49ers looking to do something that they've done only once going back to 2011, and that's win in this stadium. Just that 2019 game on the final night of the regular season to take the one seed. The only time the 49ers have won here, going all the way back to pre-Russell Wilson. Also the last time the 49ers were able to sweep the Seahawks in 2011, pre-Russell Wilson. So we'll see if they can do it tonight. Feels like a last stand kind of a game for the Seahawks, not only in terms of hanging on in the division with the 49ers' ability to clinch, but even hanging on for a possibility of a playoff berth as far as Seattle goes. So I think all things considered, a lot of Niner fans up here, more than I can ever remember seeing in my years coming here, and a good opportunity even on a short week for the Niners to get one.
The last time these two teams played, 49ers essentially had the ball for two-thirds of the game. Seattle couldn't run the ball at all, and the 49ers won in a boat race. How do you see this game being different, if at all?
Yeah, I think the 49ers are going to want to obviously stop the run. I think the Seahawks have developed an identity offensively with Geno Smith that we really didn't know that they had going back to week two. You know, he's become, you know, good at throwing the football and using Metcalf and using Lockett, and he's had some big games, but it has hinged on the ability to run. So if that gets taken away and Geno's kind of sitting back there with a couple of rookie tackles who have performed pretty well this year, but the 49ers can force the action a little bit and force turnovers a little bit as well, which can flip the game. But I think tonight the 49ers are feeling very confident, is my sense, of their ability to do everything they were able to do against the Seahawks back then when the Niners weren't playing their best football, run the football themselves, and try and take advantage of a Seattle team that is leaking oil, really, especially on the defensive side, more turnover prone offensively, can't stop the run defensively. I mean, I think the Niners are salivating at an opportunity to really, you know, grab hold of that division title and send the Seahawks into a world of hurt with a few games to go as far as that wild card spot goes, guys.
JD, as you poked around like local media up there, is there any rhyme or reason to why this team had such an unexpected good start to the year and why the bloom came off the rose? I you know, I'm not trying to denigrate Seattle in any way, but it's really nice that the 49ers are not catching, you know, the first 7 weeks of the Seahawks tonight.
No, you're right about that, and I think everybody that I've talked to is just surprised still. I mean, 7 would have been the over in terms of wins that really most would have expected up here for this team this season. And for them to get off to that start, it really hinged on the ability to run the football effectively. But it was Geno Smith. I mean, Geno Smith was playing like a top-flight quarterback, and they were able to protect him, and he was making plays and escaping. They were keeping the game on schedule, and they were putting up points, and the defense was holding up their end of the bargain. The defense has really been the issue, along with turning the football over, and a regression, I think, back to the mean as far as Geno Smith's play overall. But yeah, I think the overarching thought on the Seahawks up here is the fact that they're feeling good about the fact that they're the second best team in the division, and look like, at least for now, things can change in a blink in the NFL, that they're in a much better position to compete moving forward than certainly the Cardinals and even the Rams, with all of the contracts that they have tied up and money spent and lack of draft capital and all of that. So a greater identity for the Seahawks than the 49ers saw, but you're right, Damon, it's not the same team that was the best of the Seahawks to this point, although I would expect, as I mentioned earlier, that sort of last stand game with a team that really feels like they have to get back on track if they are going to salvage this thing and wind up making the playoffs, which would be an incredible success for this team, given the fact that most thought they'd be a 5 or a 6-win team overall.
When is Kyle Shanahan going to stop screwing Josh Johnson?
Maybe tonight. maybe tonight. You never know. Although Brock Purdy did look, he looked pretty good in the warm up. I mean, there was nothing that would indicate that he wasn't, couldn't move or couldn't make all the throws with the rib deal and the oblique. But that's a great question. I think the Niners would love to be ahead by enough to where Josh Johnson can get a lot of time for this 49ers team down the stretch.
Speaking of crisp evening in Seattle, there isn't a football team that looks more crisp maybe in the NFL when the Niners are rocking the all whites, and they are tonight. So
yes, they are.
I don't know if that's worth 3 points in your sports book, JD, but it might be worth 3 points in mine. Who is playing defensive tackle tonight for the 49ers? I was thinking maybe Kinlaw, but we heard, he hasn't even been cleared off IR. No Kevin Givens after the card off last week. Eric Armstead, we saw a sampling of him. He made a couple of big plays in a small sample size. Tell me about the interior line.
Yeah, Armstead, you'll see him out there. I think you'll also see more of T.Y. McGill again, who was getting a lot of the run for the 49ers as Armstead was out, and he was somebody that was a practice squad guy that had been gone and come back and the like. So I think you will see him. I'll be interested to see what things look like as far as Kerry Hyder goes. And the Niners are, anytime you have Armstead, you got a different element in there, but they are trying to piece it together the best they can with what they have, given some of the injuries. And losing Givens was a big one.
Yeah.
He was having a real nice season, and also Hassan Ridgeway, who had been out going on injured reserve as well, had been filling in amicably over the course of the year. And Akeem Spence back, signed to the active roster as well. So Akeem Spence is somebody that I think you could see getting some reps, who was around and left and now is back into the fold.
You said it was cold. Is it windy or wet? Is the weather actually going to play a factor in this game, or is it just going to be irritating?
No, I think it's just cold, and that just depends on your definition of cold. I mean, high 30s right now. It's crystal clear. It didn't appear that there was much wind, and watching the kickers go through and trying to pay attention to the flags, it looks like the official game time weather is going to be 5 to 6 miles an hour, winds out of the north. So no, it's just chilly, and you may see a little bit of the players' breath on the field tonight. But other than that, no. Not wet at all, with the rain and maybe even some snow in this area coming through Saturday, Sunday, and on into the early part of next week. But so far tonight, to Chris, eerily similar, really, guys, to the game 3 years ago on December the 29th of 2019, when the 49ers last won here for the only time in the last decade and clinched the NFC West to boot on that night, which was, Sunday night football back then.
Always great to talk to you, JD. Thanks so much for checking in, and keep hitting that pot of coffee tonight.
All right, you got it, guys.